present.
Eli, where are the difficulties begin in terms of the whole offensive unit?
Well, you know, they're a good defensive team, and, you know, they did a good job slowing down our run game, getting good pressure at times, and, you know, we got to find ways to be, you know, getting better down in distance, convert on third downs, and then obviously the two turnovers to start the third quarter hurt us a lot as well. Yeah, the one to Victor, just a bad decision by me. They had, you know, had good pressure, tried rolling left, and just a bad decision on trying to make that throw, rolling left, couldn't get it, as much on it that I wanted to. And then the first one, just a bad, you know, bad decision by me as well. So just, you know, thought he, you know, thought it saw the tight end pop, but. You know, based on what I gave him, it was a wrong decision by me.
Eli, for us, it's so easy to just say new offense. You know, they're still figuring it out. Is that part of this at all, or?
Well, there's some. Yeah, I mean, there's some. You know, I knew we'd have to, you know, get better as the season goes. But you know, we could have definitely performed better than we did tonight, and we could have. You know, there's no reason for the turnovers. That's not part of the offense, and you know, no reason to have those too. But and besides that, there's, you know, a couple other opportunities to make some plays we just didn't make.
There were some flashes. I guess two long drives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's a couple. I thought you know, our communication and no huddle offense was good. I thought, you know, we had good pace. We had some long drives with that, so I thought there's definitely something to build off that. We just we got to keep going. We got to keep working and you know, fine tune some areas. But you know, so you know, it's there's definitely some things to build on. But overall, we need to improve. Well, I thought, you know, had some opportunities. I thought, you know, I had to move in the pocket a few times, but, you know, we're still able to get the ball downfield a few times. But again, they're good. They're a good front four. You know, brought some pressure with some linebackers a few times, but you know, we knew we didn't have to, you know, you're not going to be able to sit back there all day and hold it and do a lot of seven-step drop and have to get the ball out quick. But you know, when we get the ball out quick, we got to find completions and you know, hit the guys in stride and getting better down in distance. No, not concerned. No, you know, I think, you know, from that first game, you know, it's where you'll learn the most, I think. And looking at a full game and a lot of plays, we'll go back and dissect, and it'll be great for me to learn where I need to improve, where I need to get better with, you know, with my decision making, my timing of the offense, those things, and a number of other players. So we got to look at this game close and you know. Be conscious of what we're looking at and where we need to make improvements and how we're going to get better.
You talked about how this is preseason. You said, you know, you've had preseasons before where you guys weren't, you know, great. And now some of the same problems you had in the preseason now stretch into the regular season. Does that concern you at all that it's now, you know, an ongoing thing?
No, there's no concerns. I think you know, it's a matter of, you know, I know we have to get better, and that's the challenge, and I know we'll work hard at doing that. And so I thought, you know, there were some good things. We'll look at that, and we just you know, we just gotta look at, hey, you know, what's going to be our exact identity? What, you know, what's going to be our best personnel and style of playing, and that's what we're going to keep working on to get into the best plays and get our best personnel out there and find ways to get completions to our playmakers.
Why do you say the learning is the most from the first game?
Well, I think from, you know, you should make the biggest strides, I always thought, from that first to second game. Just you have you know, a full game to look at exactly what you're doing and all the circumstances and situations that come up and the rhythm of what's going on and the decision making. So you know, I've just always felt you know, that first to second game is where you can, you know, you can make strides and You know, we got to come together as a team and fix the problems and get better in other areas.
On the first interception, is that a read that both you and Larry are supposed to make, or what?
Just, you know, really, you know, Larry's doing the right thing, and you know, I was just it's really just a bad decision by me. You know, just threw the ball too quick when you know, he had no reason to be looking, so just a really bad decision by me. Yeah, somewhat. So, you know, he did the right, he was doing the right thing, and I was doing the wrong thing.
Eli, are you confident that the level of skilled players around you is good enough to win a lot of games in this league, or is it too early to say?
Well, I think we have skilled players. I think, you know, I thought, you know, Rashad did some good things, catching the ball out of the backfield and running hard. I think with Victor Cruz and Ruben and getting Jernigan, you know, I thought Larry Donnell played well tonight, made some nice catches and did some good things. So I think, you know, we have you know, the skilled players. We just got to do a better job. Obviously, we got to do a better job getting Victor the ball and get him, you know, more involved and finding completions and catches for him because he's a playmaker. So, you know, probably overall, probably do a better job getting our receivers more catches. You know, that's just kind of what was called, and you know, one of them was we had a run call, but they had a stack box, so check to the pass, but you know, we tried to run on third down, didn't get much movement, so we felt you know, with their big guys up front, we could, you know, get some tight ends out wide and get some mixed matches and throw a fade and get a touchdown.